This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Still on the loose, the gunman in that highway shooting Saturday in Kentucky. Five people wounded. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
Five people were injured on the busy Interstate 75 near London, Kentucky this weekend.
Cars on the side of the road, emergency flashers, windows shot out, people hurt severely.
And now, Laurel County Deputy Gil Asciardo on WYMT-TV says they've located the suspect's vehicle and what they believe was his weapon, or one of them.
An AR-15. It's going to be processed, and it is in a wooded area next to the interstate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A police officer's on administrative leave after Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins was handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team's stadium Sunday morning. He was stopped for speeding and reckless driving before the Dolphins' first game of the season. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney says fellow Republicans who oppose Donald Trump should do what she's going to do. Vote for Democrat Kamala Harris and not cast a write-in vote.
You've got to take the extra step. If you really do recognize the threat that Donald Trump poses, then it's not enough to simply say, I'm not going to vote for him.
Liz Cheney, she was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The UN human rights chief is warning voters to be wary of what he called strongman politicians and personalities that throw glitter in our eyes, he said. He didn't mention any leaders or countries by name. China is announcing joint naval and air drills with Russia starting this month. This underscores the closeness between those two countries' militaries. Syrian state media says the number of people killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Syria is now 14. This is AP News. Could cars talk to each other? And could it help reduce crashes? The AP's Julie Walker has this.
Transportation officials hoping a major investment in a technology allowing cars to talk to other cars about hazards on the road could be part of the solution to a recent surge in traffic deaths. V2X, Vehicle to Everything, has been in the works for years, but recently U.S. officials released a national blueprint. Utah, one of the industry leaders, started by putting radios on buses that talk directly with traffic signals, requesting extra seconds of green. And private investment, including testing a smart highway in Michigan and a corridor for connected trucks in Texas. Although the V2X plan commits to safeguarding personal information, some privacy advocates remain skeptical. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is down to $3.27 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.